Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our first news story for this hour. A Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. Christopher P. Ramirez, 26, pleaded no contest to charges including assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm counts. In exchange, prosecutors dropped additional charges such as assault with the intent to commit murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, a term that will run concurrently with the 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The charges stemmed from a July 2024 incident, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andre R. Borrello on October 27th. And the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency has resumed collection of unemployment benefit overpayments following the resolution of a lawsuit and the lift of a three-year pause in repayments. About 350,000 claimants with benefits dating back to March of 2020 are being asked to repay money they received in error with initial collection notices sent in September and first payments due by late September. Why repayments are restarting? Well, collections had been paused since 2022 due to a court order during the COVID-19 pandemic. Repayment requests resumed after a legal settlement, fulfilling the agency's mandate to protect the unemployment fund and ensure integrity for future benefits. Well, who's affected? Well, the agency is focusing on claimants who didn't provide proof of employment, reported earnings incorrectly, or failed required work search activities. Waivers have already been applied to many cases, especially those tied to confusing pandemic-era requirements. Fraud cases are excluded from waivers. Support and options for claimants? Well, those facing financial hardship or who believe the overpayment was due to agency or wage errors can apply for a waiver using an online portal or by mail. UIA is streamlining its appeal and communications, expanding advocacy programs, and planning a new tech system for easier access in 2026. And back in Saginaw, another man is accused in a deadly shooting outside the Hoyt Library, is now on trial. Derek Grant, 38, faces charges including open murder and felony firearm in connection with the September 2024 killing of a 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the incident stemmed from a family-related argument that turned violent outside the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the shooting and has remained in the Saginaw County Jail without bond since his arrest. And looking at our national news, gas prices have dropped for the third straight week, bringing some relief to American drivers. Experts cite increased domestic oil production and easing Middle East tensions. The national average price per gallon has fallen to its lowest since spring. Analysts expect prices to remain steady if current trends hold. Some regions report even sharper declines. Travelers welcome the news ahead of the holiday season. And in our international news, France has adopted new legislation to clarify the country's rape laws, officially adding consent as a requirement. Lawmakers say the move follows years of advocacy by survivors. The law is part of a wider push for criminal justice reforms. Activists have welcomed the update. Critics urge continued vigilance on enforcement. The law is seen as a milestone in French legal history. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net.